Welcome back to Baseball This Week, presented by Tompkins Industries. My guest now is Tim Dierks from MLBTradeRumors.com. Tim, thank you for joining the show. Hey, Tim, thank you for joining the show. And Tim, I tell you what, you've got a great website. A lot of baseball fans go to your site every single day. A very interesting story how this thing happened. And your motto is, if it's whispered, we hear it. And you had a regular job, and you pretty much have just do this full-time now. Is that correct? How this whole thing happened for you?
Yeah, it just kind of began as a hobby. I was just looking for something to do, you know, for a couple hours in my spare time. And I love writing, and I always love the hot stove aspect of the game. So I set out to put all the rumors in one place, kind of collect all the legitimate stuff. And, you know, I guess it filled a bit of a need for people, and it really just caught on. And in January of this year, I was able to quit my job. So I'm really excited about that.
Would you say this offseason's been, I mean, for the Kansas City Royals fans, it's been as great of a hot stove time as I can remember. Is it been a hot stove for the rest of the league, or has it been a little bit more quiet than usual because of the economy, or what's going on there?
I think it's been pretty active. We've seen some pretty big trades already. And then, you know, there are some huge names on the free agent market, I think more so than last year.
You know, this offseason has been interesting because, you know, Mike Jacobs at least had been rumored to come to Kansas City in the past, right around the trade deadline. Coco Crisp kind of surprised a lot of people. You know, you were able to have that story on there. What do you think is in the future? Obviously, you've written about Mark Tehan on here, and Bob Dutton talked about Mark Tehan the other day. What do you see coming down the pipeline for the Kansas City Royals, and what are you hearing?
I'm thinking that they're probably going to be shopping Tehan and DeJesus. I think other teams are going to find DeJesus, you know, more appealing. He can play center field. There's really no free agent market for center fielders. And so I think he's going to be pretty appealing to a lot of clubs. I mean, the Yankees, I think, would like to have him. He could fit with the Cubs. He could fit with a lot of clubs. So I think maybe that would be a guy that's going to be mentioned in a lot of rumors.
One thing that I'm thinking here is that, obviously, you know, Tehan's going to hit arbitration next week, and they don't want to pay the guy $3.5 million to sit on the bench. I'm thinking maybe Dayton would have some other moves in the pipeline. He's kind of waiting to see what happens there rather than go ahead and commit to a Mike Fontenot, the second baseman, or the Sean Marshall, the left-handed pitcher, and, you know, kind of see what moves he can make there before he commits to a deal with the Cubs. You know, and one guy in particular you write a lot about, but I've never heard the Kansas City Royals mentioned, but Rafael Furcal, do you think that there's any make any sense at all for him to come to Kansas City?
I do. I think they'd like to have Furcal very much, and I think, you know, he'd be a great fit for that team. You know, he's far and away the best available shortstop, and, you know, even though you are taking a bit of a health risk on, I mean, at least you have some potential of bringing in a star player. So I think it's a great idea. You know, if they can move some salary and kind of find room to add, you know, $10-12 million to next year's payroll, then he's a good.
And that's asking a lot. I mean, the Royals might have outpriced themselves on that deal, but there's certainly some other alternatives in the middle infield. You know, I'm just going to say some names to you, and they're not real exciting, but, you know, if they're going to go with Kiaspo at second and Aviles at short, they might be looking for a guy up the middle that can play both positions. And the guys that I'll think of are Willie Bloomquist, Nick Punto, and David Eckstein. Have you heard any rumors for any homes for any of those three?
Not yet. I think I've heard that the Twins kind of want to retain Punto, so I think they're going to do that. But, you know, those are all pretty reasonable targets, I think. They'll come cheaply.
Do you think that guys like that generally have to wait back as the market play? I mean, because really right now some of the free agent signings, obviously Jeremy Offelt going to San Francisco, Trevor Miller going to the Cardinals, and, you know, not really names that blow a lot of, you know, average fans away, but do you find that generally guys like those kind of have to sit back and wait for everything else to play out?
Yeah, for the most part they do. You know, they're not really a plan A for most teams, so they do have to sit back. But, you know, on the other hand, sometimes a team just really likes a particular player and has him in mind and will jump out and get him. Like, I remember when the Cubs signed Mark DeRosa. You know, that happened really early in the off season. I think it was because they specifically wanted him.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I go through your website, your page at MLBTradeRumors.com, Raul Ibañez is a guy that's very popular to a lot of fans here in Kansas City. Just a great, great clubhouse guy. I personally think Ibañez would be a great fit in Tampa to fill the role that Cliff Floyd had last year. Where do you think Ibañez could end up?
I think he's really high on the Cubs list. I think the Braves and Phillies are pretty good candidates too. The Rays would certainly be a great fit, and, you know, they've been linked in the rumors, but it's another case where, you know, do they have 10 to 12 million to work with, because I think he's going to want at least that much. Maybe those other clubs could squeeze him into the payroll better.
Now, with Mark Tian, obviously, you know, real quick, just kind of let everybody know, where do you pull most of your most of the stuff you write about? Where do you pull most of that stuff from?
Pretty much from major newspapers, as well as, you know, the big networks, the ESPNs and all their competitors and stuff like that. So it's about maybe 200 plus different sources, and I've got them all kind of set up to alert me anytime there's a new story, and so I just do a lot of reading every day.
How do you differentiate the ones that aren't legitimate? I mean, if I told you right now that Barry Bonds is going to be the DH for the Kansas City Royals next year, how would you decide to put that on your site or not put that on your site?
Well, you know, after doing this for about 3 years, I mean, at first I really didn't have that filter figured out, and, you know, I would kind of pass along almost anything I heard, but over the years, you know, you see who has a track record, who's given information that's been correct. And so, you know, it's pretty much, I know the history of each of these people, and I'm able to, you know,
right,
use my past history to work with it.
Now, with Mark Tian, obviously that's going to be, you know, I'm 99% sure he's not going to be a Kansas City Royal in 2009. Are there any other rumors you're hearing for Tian out there besides the Chicago Cubs?
Not too much, no. I vaguely recall the Braves being mentioned a while ago. But, I mean, he's not a terribly popular name. He's a guy where maybe I think a team would try to buy low, you know, hope that, you know, he's going to find that potential that he flashed a couple of years ago. But like you said, if you're talking $3.5 million for a guy who did not have a good 2008, the market's not going to be great.
I've had two guests on today, Bill Shanks from the Atlanta market and Jamie Newberg from Dallas. I'm sure you're familiar with both those guys. They
yeah.
do great work. But we talked about Zach Greinke, and both of them have written articles recently about the both teams having an interest, a genuine, obviously, why wouldn't you, in Zach Greinke. You know, Greinke has said that he probably is not going to come and sign an extension to play in Kansas City. He's going to test the free agent market. That's what he's saying right now. He's going to be awfully expensive, and he's a young pitcher. Would you, have you heard any rumors for him? And if you were the Kansas City Royals, would you at least entertain the idea of trading Greinke if you could really change and bring in four guys like an Escobar and a Jordan Schaefer or a Gorkis Hernandez, you know, and Tyler Flowers? Those are some of the names that are being thrown out there. Have you heard any rumors, and would you make that deal?
I have heard him linked to the Rangers. As far as I can recall, there were actual talks where the Rangers inquired on Greinke. Not sure if the Braves actually got to the point of talking, but I think I've read that they like Greinke. So both those clubs that you mentioned are really just fantastic matches, because both teams really do have the young players who can pry a Greinke loose. And if you look at, you know, past history, you had a guy like Eric Bedard where you're getting you know, several seasons of him. He's affordable. He's at the top of his game. And so Eric Bedard got Adam Jones and a bunch of good young pitching. Greinke should be able to bring something like that.
Let me ask you something. Eric Bedard goes to Seattle, signs a huge contract, and all of a sudden there's a lot of talk about the fact that Bedard has got some issues, I wouldn't say mental issues, but maybe not the best character guy out there. Do you pay attention to stuff like that? I mean, do you think the general managers do their research? I mean, obviously the thing that comes back about Zach Greinke is the issues he had a couple years ago. But you know, I'm here to tell you those are gone. And Zach Greinke is a great, great young pitcher. Do you think that plays a factor with some GMs and also some fans, how they look at guys? Because, you know, Bedard brought in a haul for Baltimore and was just a huge disappointment for them.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine GMs are definitely looking into this, kind of, you know, asking players who have played with the guy and, you know, various coaches, try to get a read on the situation. And, you know, it can be kind of hard for fans because, you know, you take Greinke and, you know, we've read some things in the paper, but we don't really know exactly what's going on with the guy. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't really worry about it. Maybe it's not really our business. So it's kind of unfortunate that these guys are public figures, so... You know, we do hear about it.
Well, Tim, I really appreciate you coming on with me. I enjoy the website. It keeps me entertained sometimes during the day when the work doldrums are hitting me, and if fans like going there, and you kind of compile everything that's out there and put it into a nice little site for everybody. It's MLBTradeRumors.com. That's Tim Dirks on Baseball This Week, presented by Tompkins Industries. Tim, thank you for joining us.